Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Bevan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Fain reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Philly moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Clark moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell strikes out. One out. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Philly scores. Clark scores. Vallow moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bevan. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bevan steals second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow scores. There goes Bevan trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Lawler who tags Bevan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Juist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Juist trying to get to second. Fox throws to second, with Carrasquel covering, who tags Juist for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Fox reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Dick Fowler now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Ali Clark. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bevan hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing left field. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez bunts towards third. Bevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly, who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Lawler scores. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, White Sox. Carl Scheib now pitching. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to home to get Carrasquel. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Thomas moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kel misplays the ball. That's an error on Kel. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 5 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stobbs bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Bevin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bevin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.